So this is an interview of Pascal Berenbro for Decathlon 2000 in Estonia. First question, for how long have you been doing Decathlon?
You will write it later, yeah? Okay. I started with seven, and then with seven I bet the 9 years old guys, and so my father think, oh, this guy is very good, he's better than the 2 years older, and so he think, oh, he should do this, do more of this, and then with 15 I was the German record holder in eight disciplines, octathlon, and then I come with 17 to the decathlon, and I was also the record holder in the juniors, under 18, and then my best competition was Göteborg 2006 European Championship with 21, the fifth place, and there my work start. The only thing what I do was decathlon after 2006, because in Germany it was very good with the fifth place when I was so young, and I get sponsors, and so I can the whole day train.
Yeah. And for you, what is the hardest discipline in decathlon?
The hardest discipline, I think it was pole vault the last years. But I was, because I was very scared about it, but now it feels very good, and I think in a couple of years I can jump 5 meters, and I think now it's 1500 meter, but that's normal, 1500 meter.
Too tiring. How much time do you, how long do you spend every week for training?
Normally when it's... before a big competition, before Götzes, then we go to South Africa and train every day, 5-6 hours. But now, for this competition, we trained only 2 hours. But normally 5-6 hours a day for training.
Is it your only job? I mean, you are a student, or you have a job apart from decathlon, or is just your...
I learned computer man at Mercedes-Benz. And after this, I went to the Frankfurt airport, and they are so nice. They said, make your sport, be good, and concentrate and be focused with decathlon. And so I have so much time for the decathlon, no working.
Did you ever have any serious accident in your sport?
Accidents?
Or injured?
Hey.
Injuries?
Huh?
Two minutes. Okay.
But I can't.
Okay.
That's I think last year, or 2008, accident at the groin and operation at both sides. And this year in Götzes, there was my foot at the first step in 100 meter. Under the foot there was something cut, and so I can't start at the Europeans.
What do you expect from the next year and 2 years time? I mean, the Olympics, the World Championships in Korea. And
yes, I was number 5 in 2006 and number 6 in 2009 at the World Championship, and now I like to win a medal next year. So that's my big dream. And
how old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, so you've been
Yes, and I hope. Maybe in London it will be very hard, but when I focus now the next 2 years, then it's possible.
See, Romain, he's 30.
Yes.
So
looks like 21.
So okay, I'm not going to take you more time, but do you have any special things to say about this Decastar in Talence? Why do you like it, and why do you like coming here?
last year I was not very good here, and I think, oh, it's very late, and it's very hard to motivate for this, because after a good world championship or so, and then you like to make holiday and not train all the time, and the track is so empty, nobody trains, you're the only guy who trains. And so it's very hard. And but this year I was so disappointed that I can't start at the Europeans. And so I like to start here for a good head now in the winter. For a good result. And now what happened is the best what can happen. And so I'm very lucky.
It's a good ending to your season.
Yes, it's a very good ending. When Talos is, I didn't start here, then it's a very bad ending. Only Götz is with 8,000 because of the injury, and no European champion. And so now it's very good.
Did you go to Estonia as well?
No.
No, never.
No. Estonia is Tallinn.
Tallinn, yeah.
Oh no, that's indoor. Tallinn is, I think Tallinn
maybe.
Is.
Yes,
Tallinn is indoor and. Indoor. I need discus, I need javelin.
Yeah.
Indoor is not good for me.
Yeah.
Any special word for the Estonian champions, Erki Nool and...
Yeah, they are great guys, and also the guys who started here are great and nice, and you can all the time you can speak with them and drink vodka, and it's nice.
It was hard luck for them this year.
I mean for Mick and Andres.
Yes,
because they failed both. In fact.
Yeah, here in Talos they failed both, and for Mick it's more harder because he has an injury and.
So thank you, and hope to see you next year here.
Yeah, thank you. Bye bye.